Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What a sports weekend it was. It's time to overreact on this Overreaction Monday. Let's see, 128 Tolos watching on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also listen 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville, also on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app. So many ways to do so. And we want to hear your overreactions right now. Should your coach, as Dewey says, be fired?
Y'all need to be fired.
Or do you have a problem with this cancel culture or fire culture that we started the show with earlier today when it comes to Brian Kelly? Want to hear from you, 844-326-3663. And Diesel, that's where I go first. I am all for having expectations and making sure that your program is living up to those expectations. But I don't know if this is an overreaction or just something that I don't like, but I'm not really a big fan of the direction we're going. I mean, there are way too many good coaches who are being fired every year. And the fact that we have this amount of money just lying around with these 50-plus million-dollar buyouts, that's where I start on this Overreaction Monday. I'm just not a big fan of it, of this recycle system, this recycle cycle, where these college coaches are just being fired and these $50 million buyouts are no big deal.
Well, yeah, the culture is get fired, rehab at somebody else's program as a DC or an OC for a little while. You come out the other side, bam, ready to go back to another Power 5 job. People have forgotten somehow that you struggled. If we're talking about Brian Kelly, it's not struggling when you win 71% of your football games in the SEC. That is a feat worth being proud of if you're Brian Kelly. But there is just too much money floating around college football right now. And it's
way
a weird thing to say. There's fans who are so desperate to win that they will throw out crazy high buyouts. It's one of those big reasons, Cole, why I don't throw money at my college football team, because I don't have enough to make a dent in whatever it is they're trying to do. If Dowell Loggins a year from now or 2 years from now stinks, they don't need my $20 to get rid of them, because that's about all I'm going to be willing to give you. But there is so much money floating around, and that makes people more and more and more desperate. When you're willing to give these guys big money and you're willing to give them big money to go away, then you're willing to come up with it really quickly, and you're going to give the next guy even more money. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a wild one, man. And it's, again, no problem with, you know, having high expectations, but my goodness, when there's just over and over and over again these coaches being canned and canned, it's crazy. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-326-3663. The one and only Dewey starting us off on Overreaction Monday. Dewey, I'm sure you have an overreaction.
Who needs to be fired, Dewey?
The entire coaching staff of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Did he add a word in there? What was the South Carolina? What?
South Carolina Gamecocks, gotcha. The entire coaching staff, and probably the athletic director, too. But anyways, that game was a travesty. A big travesty. The biggest reason why they lost that game is, yeah, all the stupid mistakes, but all them field goals. That's 15 points. You add 4 points to all those field goals, that's like 20 points they left on the field, and that's unacceptable. And that's the primary reason why they lost, because they would have made up for all the other stupid mistakes had they just scored touchdowns instead of field goals when they had a chance to score a touchdown. It's just unacceptable that the student people – They were about to rush the field, and then they are boo-hooing at the end because they couldn't rush the field. So probably the football team did them a favor by losing, so South Carolina don't have to cough up the $250,000 fine. But in all seriousness, the fan base is sick of it. They're sick of it, and it's time for a change in South Carolina. You see changes in LSU, that guy got fired, and then Billy Napier got fired, and all these people getting fired. People are tired of it. They're spinning. They want championships. Not we'll get them next year crap. And that's all I got to say about South Carolina, because I'm about to renounce my fandom.
Oh, and my God.
Shane Beamer. He's not going to be there forever. I thought he was, but he's not the guy. He's a petulant child, just like Dabo Swinney.
So Dewey, I don't know that you understand the concept of Overreaction Monday, because I thought your reaction was incredibly valid. South Carolina media, apparently it's South Carolina mediocrity being just above 500 is good enough. Yeah, give him another year. Give him another chance. It's fine, Shane. You can be two games over 500. We're only paying you $7.5 million a year. Apparently, they care more at LSU and Florida than they do at South Carolina to try to get this thing right.
The only thing that South Carolina cares about, and I'm going to be real, I'm going to be the realest I ever been real. The only thing they care about sitting in South Carolina, it's two things. Being bowl eligible, going to the toilet bowl that's bowl eligible, and beating Clemson. Other than that, they don't care. And Shane Beamer, he thought he cared, but Shane Beamer, he as long as the fan base just embraces him and the boosters pay him money or whatever, he's going to be around. But it's time for a change. And hey. I actually got an overreaction. If you noticed, my second overreaction, if you noticed, the basketball team is going to be dead last this year, according to preseason polls. As we know, preseason polls don't mean crap. But if that's the case, they need to go ahead and fire Lamont Parrish.
Did you watch yesterday, Dewey, the exhibition game?
No, because they suck.
I don't know. If you watched, I don't know that you would be feeling that way. Did you see what Eli Ellis did yesterday?
Yeah, but who did he do it against?
Is Virginia Tech, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody out of the...
I give them credit, because it's usually a school I've never heard of. Usually a Division III
school. No, it was somebody out of the ACC. Maybe it wasn't Virginia Tech. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Dewey, good call. Appreciate you today.
Let's go to Tom in Somerville, who wants to overreact on this Overreaction Monday. What's up, Tom?
Hey, it was NC State.
NC State, sorry. It was ACC school.
I got so mad on Saturday... I turned the TV off, threw the TV out the back window, and, you know, I sat down next to my radio on Sunday, and I started listening to the basketball game, and I'm hooping and hollering and jumping up and down in the living room, thinking we got a basketball team that's going to go to the Final Four, and sure enough, they find a way to blow an 11-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the game. And I said, this was the worst weekend ever to be a daggum Gamecock fan, because the way the football team lost, followed up with how excited I was listening to that basketball game, just to listen to them, do some bad things and lose there at the end of the game. It just was the tip top of the weekend was the way they did. I think Dewey's overreacting when it comes to basketball. I think they're going to be okay.
I think they're going to be okay. You found some joy and lost it twice in the same weekend. That's brutal, man.
Well, I made some investments this weekend on Saturday that kind of made up for it all. So, I woke up Sunday a happy man. But the Gamecocks do be spot on when it comes to football. It is time. You see these football programs that are serious about winning, and they're making decisions. And what's crazy, I was thinking about this today. All these big time schools firing their coach, and people want to go out there and say, this, that, and the other controls college football. The one person who controls college football is Jimmy Sexton, and that man is getting to work this week, and he is going to be the richest one of them all in a couple months. And I don't know if y'all realize this, but he represents 14 of the 16 SEC coaches, and he represents James Franklin. So all the big names that have been either fired or mentioned for the LSU job or the Florida job, whatever it is, he's going to benefit no matter what. So my overreaction for this week is I wish I was Jimmy Sexton, because that man cannot lose.
Well, I don't know what kind of investment you need, Tom, to get this thing off the ground, but I think you, me, Cole, and Dewey should go become sports agents and try to land an SEC head coach.
Hey, there's two people that make the money. The fired coaches and the agents, and they're always happy no matter what.
But Tom, realistically, you really think? I mean, you're obviously a Gamecock fan, and we're going to get to some text on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line in just a second. But you realistically think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Again, I know this is Overreaction Monday, but I want your honest opinion. You really want to fire Shane Beamer?
If I think about it, it's not working. That's a fact. But if you fire him, you're going to have a hard time getting somebody that can do better solely because of the competition right now. Because you're not going to go get a better coach than Florida. You're not going to go get a better coach than LSU.
Yeah. I said earlier the timing would be bad right now.
It'd be horrible. So you might have to stick it out another year.
Hey, Tom.
Yo.
Why can't you just go throw $5 million at John Sumrall, who's at Tulane, who's killing it, who was killing it at Troy before that, and be the one to take a risk on a guy like John Sumrall, who wins everywhere he's been? Why stick around and keep trying and banging your head against the wall with Shane Beamer if guys like Sumrall, guys like Golish are out there, and you could get him, you could double his salary, and it would be actually a savings compared to what they're paying Shane Beamer.
I like Alex Golish. I think he's a very good coach, but Sumrall, he's not coming to South Carolina. He's either going to get one of the bigger jobs or he's going to Kentucky. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's how that's going to go. He might end up sneaking his way into this LSU job. Who knows?
It's true.
But I don't think he takes a job in the SEC unless it's LSU or Kentucky. We'll see if Auburn opens, but he's not taking a lower-tier SEC job.
Well, you just said he might take the Kentucky job. That's a lower-tier SEC job.
Well, yeah, because he played there.
Yeah,
he
I know. To your point, though, he wouldn't even have to change his address if he wanted to take the LSU job.
Yeah, and if LSU hires John Sumrall, boy, are we in for a special treat when it comes December, because if LSU has to go down to John Sumrall, then a lot of people said no to that job.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you, man. 844-326-3663 on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. A lot of reaction or overreaction on the text line, more so than the phone lines. Go ahead.
I do want to know when the Fire Beamer chants are going to come, because
I
heard Fire Shula chants 2 weeks ago.
I think they come if they lose to Clemson at home.
I haven't heard them yet, but I mean, they're coming, because that's fans love to do that, right? Fire Beamer,
student
Fire
section.
Kelly.
I think if they lose to Clemson at home the day after, 2 days after Thanksgiving, I think that you could hear them. But again, I do think the timing is awful right now. On the text line, let's see here. John Dogg says, is just as quick as Dewey got up in the top 25 of the Upset Picks Challenge, he is back out. Another texter from the 360 says, overreaction, Beamer leaves for Virginia Tech. You know, I know that's the trendy topic right now, but I don't know that Beamer leaves for Virginia Tech unless he's fired for South Carolina. Right. And, you know, we talk about this a lot too, Diesel, when it comes to these coaches being hired and fired. In any sport, timing is so critical and so important. And the timing just, guys, may not work out for Beamer to go to Virginia Tech.
I just want to know, why would Virginia Tech want to hire him? Like, I know that he is the son of Frank Beamer.
Well, I think that's disrespectful.
I think No. But has he shown the ability to build a program?
Yeah, I think he has.
Has he?
At South Carolina. Yeah,
he's barely 500. That's not building a program.
Right.
That's and changing the mood.
Well, that's not a program. That's 1 year. Below 500 this year is
no,
1 year.
He is his entire tenure. He's like three games above 500, his entire stretch at South Carolina.
Yeah, I just think it's hard for you as Virginia Tech to say, oh, let's go base Beamer's record at South Carolina, where they've never been good, playing the SEC. I mean, if that were the case, don't hire anybody that goes and coaches at these kind of schools, because, look, I think Beamer has his flaws, but I think Beamer is a good coach. And again, Virginia Tech, why would Virginia Tech want Beamer? Who else are they going to get better than Shane Beamer? I don't know that Virginia Tech's an attractive destination.
Yeah, but if they hire Shane Beamer and he brings a majority of his staff over, yeah, I mean, is it easier to win in the ACC? Yeah, but you're going to have worse recruits than everybody else in the conference. You're going to have still a strong fan base and a great stadium, very much like what he has at South Carolina. But if he can't bring the best parts of his staff with him, then in all likelihood, whoever he gets is going to be a downgrade from an SEC coordinator to an ACC coordinator, from an SEC offensive line coach to an ACC offensive line coach. You're going to be downgrading at probably every one of those positions. I just don't know if I'm Virginia Tech that like he's shown me enough to say, out of all the candidates we could possibly go hire, he's the guy we want.
You think they would be able to get somebody better than Beamer at this point?
Well, it depends on what you mean by better, because Shane has done a lot to change the mood at South Carolina, and that he's done a phenomenal job at that. But results have to matter, and you can change the culture at Virginia Tech and make it positive and make it happy, and everybody's putting on their white sunglasses and dancing and having a good time. But if you're not showing it with results, what does it mean?
Yeah, and again, I think I would disagree. I would say he has shown it with results. You go back and look at his tenure. He hadn't done it consistently to where they all of a sudden are the top team in the SEC or, you know, competing for SEC championships. But Shane Beamer has definitely changed South Carolina football. You can't say that Beamer wouldn't leave that program better than he found it. He's definitely left it better than he found it, and I think that's a big part of it. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Jonathan wants to weigh in, 844-326-3663. What's up, Jonathan?
What's up, buddy?
What's on your mind?
Good. Just to chime in on the Carolina thing, you know, I've been a Gamecock fan ever since I was 4 or 5 years old. I think Shane is the right guy for the program. But, I mean, you got to look at what Will Muschamp left us with. So, Shane has brought in the talent. Shane's trying to do a good job. We just got to give him talent or give him time. He's on the right path.
So, how many more years are you willing to give him, though?
Well, I mean, he signed the 5-year extension all the way up to 2030. So, I mean, this year is kind of upset, you know, especially after last year, you know, coming off the 6 games in a row up until the bowl game. You know, South Carolina was one of the hottest teams in the SEC last year.
Sure.
So, I really don't know. I don't think they're going to fire him. But, I mean, honestly, if there's not a big turnaround, I say by 2027, then he might get fired, but Mike Shula needs to go.
Yeah.
And honestly, watching the game last week was probably the best I've seen him play all season long.
Who's that?
Like, the game plan looked different.
The game plan, yeah. I agree. I said I thought that Shula did a good job Saturday, but obviously the turnovers and the missed opportunities didn't help. Jonathan, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, Jonathan, real quick, and I'm gonna ask you a facetious question here, okay? So I'm prefacing it before I ask you this question. Would you say that winning means more to Florida and LSU fans than it does to South Carolina fans?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then how did LSU just fire Brian Kelly for winning 71% of his games, and South Carolina is holding on to Shane Beamer, who's like 3 games over 500?
That absolutely makes no sense to me. I thought it was clickbait on Facebook yesterday. And I actually fact-checked it. I was like, there's no way they fired him. But, you know, the thing with LSU, you know, they always have themselves in the higher caliber of winning championships, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, at what point does it get to the University of South Carolina where we're like, all right, well, we say we want to bring championships to college football and, you know, with the University of South Carolina. And, you know, looking back at the baseball team, the 2 years we won in baseball, you know, the national championships, we have a women's college basketball. Okay, so at what point are you going to hold to a standard to the football team?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.